Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Says, shout, oh, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. You know, when we go to church or something like that, and you're clapping your hands, and some people go like, hey, you can't do that in the church, right? Stop clapping your hands. Not only that, but how about stomping your feet? Not only that, but shouting. There's no shouting in the church. Well, I have news for you. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalms chapter 47. I will begin reading at verse 1, Psalms 47, verse 1. And it says, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let me share something about clapping hands. Clapping hands was one method of rejoicing in Israel. I want you to take your paper and pencil and write these scriptures down so that you can show these scriptures to your leader. But don't take me wrong. There is a time to shout. There is a time to be quiet. There is a time to mourn. There is a time to cry. Amen. There's a time to rejoice with them that rejoice. There's a time to mourn with them that mourn. Psalms 47, verse 1. The other one, read 2 Kings 11, 12. Chapter 11, verse 12. And then we go to Psalms 98, verse 8. Isaiah 55, verse 12. This is looking forward to the kingdom age when all the earth will rejoice because of its eternal deliverance. Romans chapter 8, verses 21 through 25. Isaiah chapter 35. Only once is there a command to clap hands, and that's verse 1, Psalms 47. Let's keep reading. Let me give you another nugget here. Is 15 times in Scripture. 15 times in Scripture, men are commanded to shout. Men are commanded to shout. Again, Psalm 47, verse 1. Chapter 5, Psalms. Chapter 5, verse 11, Psalms 32, 11, Psalms 35, verse 27, Psalms 132, verse 9 and 16, Joshua, chapter 6, verse 5, also with verse 16, Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 6, Isaiah 42, 11, Isaiah 44:23, Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 15, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14, Zechariah 9:9. Amen. So what you need to do with these studies is put it on rewind and pick up where you left off, amen, because you want to get all these scriptures because you want to be a minister of the Word of God, amen, and share that because they shouted, we shout, amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ, his disciples and Mary Magdalene, when they found out that our Lord and Savior was not dead in the tomb, when they found out that he was risen, they shouted the more, amen, because when someone dies and doesn't resurrect, well, then you mourn until you get to see them again, and you will see them again, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, amen. We will see our loved ones again, amen. And that's right now is a good time to shout and say, hey, amen, praise the Lord, yes and amen to God, amen, with a voice of triumph, amen, with gladness, with joy. Praise the Lord. Listen to this one. Seven examples of shouting. Seven examples of shouting in the Bible. Number one, Israel in false worship. Exodus chapter 32, verse 17 and 18. Israel and false worship. Can people shout unto God with a voice of triumph in false worship? For them that worship God must worship them in spirit and in truth. Amen. So there is true worship and there's false worship. Amen. You ever go to church and people are shouting and you know, pretending to be. I'll leave that one alone. Amen. Because we don't have time to get into that. But again, Exodus 32, verses 17 and 18. Israel in false worship. Amen. We must love the Lord with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and power, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is the Spirit of God that wants to shout unto God with a voice of triumph, simply because, listen, all the angels in heaven, did you know that when one sinner repents unto God, there is joy in heaven? It's like there's shouting in heaven when you got saved. Amen. And when someone is received up in glory, amen, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Now all of a sudden you're going up and they're shouting unto God with a voice of crying because you have run the race. You finished the race. Amen. We're still on a race. Amen. And we cannot run backwards. We cannot be moonwalkers. Amen. We cannot moonwalk back to the world. Amen. But we must focus our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter and the finisher of our faith. Man, looking unto Jesus, and we're going forward. Why? Because one day, and that could be today, that we will see the Lord as he is. Every eye will see him, yea, even them that pierced him. Even so, amen. The Lord says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to each one that is looking for his appearance again. Amen. Watching and waiting and praying and fasting. Amen. Not only that, but watching, praying, and fasting for them that do not know the Lord, that they may yet come to the feet of Jesus, because there is salvation in no other, for there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. Seven examples of shouting. Number two is Israel when the fire fell. That's Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24. They shouted, Israel, at the fall of Jericho. When the walls fell down, glory, hallelujah, amen. You know, here we have examples in the city of Las Vegas when they do demolition, when a old hotel must come down, needs to come down, amen. They're going to demolish that thing, and that thing is going down. And guess what the people do when they see it coming down? They shout. It's a great thing to see. Amen. A lot of people shouted when President Donald J. Trump became president. Amen. A lot of people shouted unto God with a voice of triumph because they're going like, this is the man of God. Amen. So praise the Lord. Number four was Israel again when the ark came home, when they brought the ark home. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 15. I'll repeat that one. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. And then 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 15. Here's another one. Number 5, Israel. When Saul was chosen, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 24, when Saul was chosen, people shouted. Amen. Another example, when Donald J. Trump got elected, all them votes and all that, people were shouting. They're going like, yes. The same with Israel when they saw Saul was chosen as king. Amen. Number 6, Judah in battle. When the victory is won in battle over another, we call them enemies. Anybody that we come against must be our enemies, because we don't go after the good people, you know, after God's people, amen. So we go against God haters. There are God haters. There are people that hate our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Everyone that is false, with a false witness, false gospel, false everything, and they believe that their religion is the true one, amen, but yet their God never rose from the dead. Good place to shout. Number seven, Israel. When the temple foundation was laid, Israel shouted when the temple foundation was laid. Amen. Ezra chapter 3, verses 11 through 13. When the temple foundations were laid. Amen. Example, you know, a new building for the Lord, the house of the Lord, the house of God, where we go and rejoice and unify with one another. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to come together and come, let us go to the house of the Lord. It's a good place to get excited with joy and come to the house of God to unite together and break bread and shout unto God. Amen. The new foundation was laid. Your big, beautiful church. Amen. I believe that God is still going to restore temples. Amen. And people that hearts were right before God, your desire was that you want to open up, even if it was a small temple. And when the foundation is laid and the first service, and we come and we clap our hands and shout unto God with a voice of triumph, for another building of God has gone up. The church is not a church with walls. Amen. We are the body of Christ. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. So wherever we are, wherever two or more are gathered together in the name of Jesus, He is there in our midst. And that becomes our church. You could be in the desert. You are the body of Christ. You are the church of Jesus Christ, the church of God. These and other examples of shouting in Scripture are those of national triumphs. National triumphs. Amen. When a nation against nation or whatever, the whole nation rejoices. Okay? These and other examples of shouting in Scripture are those of national triumphs, shouts in battle, or some other special occasion, a special occasion is that Mother's Day is coming up. You know, a lot of people don't shout a lot onto that one, but they should, because the woman of God, you know, has conquered, has triumphed for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, amen, and praying for her children, her offsprings, and grandchildren to come to the Lord, come to Jesus, amen. We had a gathering one day, and about between 35 to 45 people showed up, and it was a wonderful 50th birthday, and many came, and family members came. But what happened was that after we sang the happy birthday song, and we cut the cake, and eating the ice cream, and all that, and then we didn't shout there, but then we said, now what are we going to do? And then we decided to pray for people, lay hands on the people, and they shall recover. Amen. And we started, I remember it was about three different people that got delivered. And the first one that got delivered, boy, the people shouted. They even shouted some more when they saw the second person get delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost that lives in the inside of us. They shouted some more. And the number three person that got delivered, man, we had a party going on. Not only here on earth, we had a party going on, but up in heaven. Heaven was rejoicing that three souls within 30 minutes, amen, hallelujah, I'm getting ready to shout here. Let me give you some more, seven reasons to shout and praise God. Seven reasons to shout and praise God. Amen. Do you praise God? Do you praise the Lord? You say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You start getting excited about what the Lord is doing in our neighbors, in our enemies. Amen. I have come in to, as you grow in the Lord, you got to grow in the Lord. Amen. When someone sees you, didn't see you for, let's say, haven't seen you for 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, they say, you know what they say? It's how you have grown in the Lord. How you have grown in the Lord. And reasons to shout and praise God. Amen. People will praise God when they see what God has done in your life as a testimony unto God. They get excited and they want to shout unto God with a voice of triumph, saying, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for now we see with our eyes what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. Seven reasons to shout and praise God. Number one, a time of triumph. In a time of triumph, we praise the Lord. We shout unto God. Number two, God is most high and terrible. That is verse 2 from Psalms 47. Number 3, he is a great king over the earth. He is a great king over earth. Great time to shout and praise the Lord. He shall subdue all enemies. He shall subdue all enemies. You know what? The battle is not yours. If you're fighting your own battle, you're fighting your own battle by yourself because the Lord is not in it. Amen. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. Let God fight for you. You just get back, stand back, give God room to fight your battle. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. Now, there's a good place to shout, saying, glory, thank you, Jesus, for that wonderful word. He shall subdue all nations. All the nations are under God. All the nations are under God, whether you're in the Philippines, India, Mexico, Pakistan. It doesn't matter around the world. There is only one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus, the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? We'll get into that one, Lord willing, next time. We had water baptism at our church a couple weeks ago. A lot of people got baptized in water. But guess what happened a few days later? People were getting baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Oh, we're going to get into that a little bit later. I'll share more on that. Right now, it's a good time to praise the Lord and give him thanks and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. He shall subdue all nations. Number 6, he shall choose our inheritance. He shall choose our inheritance. Psalms 47, verses 1 through 5. He himself is triumphant. God himself is triumphant. You know, how would you like it if people saw you and said, that brother is triumphant? You know, they give you a new name. Because you triumph over all your trials, over every situation. You see, that brother is triumphant. Why? Because not of anything that me or you can do, but it is Christ that lives in the inside. Apart from Jesus, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I become triumphant. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of her testimony. They did not love their lives unto the death. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Four times in this one verse, men are commanded to sing praises to God. Psalms 47, verse 6. 50 times in scriptures, men are commanded to sing praises to God. And we have a lot of scriptures on that. If you read your Bible. Seven reasons for singing praises to God. Seven reasons for praising, singing praises to God. I was sharing with a brother the other day that I was trying to sing a worship song, and then I could not remember the words. So I sang in the spirit. One is praying in the spirit, but if you ever praise and worship in the spirit, like the lyrics of the song is playing and you forgot the words and you just start singing in the spirit in a different language. Oh, that is so wonderful and edifying. And I fell in love with that because I'm praying and worshiping my Creator in a different language, and which are words that I don't even understand. But the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. The Holy Ghost, amen, starts singing praises in a different language, in the spirit, praising the Lord in the spirit with words that can't be uttered, but the spirit makes intercession. The spirit praises God for us. Try it. You'll love it. Seven reasons for singing praises to God. Number one, He is our King. Verse 6. He is King of the whole earth. He reigns over the heathens. He sits upon the throne of His holiness. Princes are gathered together. The shields of the earth are His. He is greatly exalted. He is greatly exalted. How the Lord rose Jesus from the dead and gave Him power over all the earth. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We want to thank you and for tuning in.